Meantime, in the Hotel Fred, the manager had made two startling discoveries. A British room was staying at his hotel. And Bloodnock had been concealing two unpaid guests, one living, one dead.
I'm delivering one, folks.
This blasted manager's locked me in my room and I... Oh! It's that fiendish Frenchman again.
How do you know?
He's knocking in French.
Ouvre la porte au nom de la loi. Oh, it's a foreigner.
What? You mean they've even got them in France? Oh, well, André.
Now, Monsieur Zibel, if you do not pay it, we will throw you out.
One more threat like that and I'll leave.
Monsieur must pay for the extra British room he brought in.
But I didn't bring it here.
Maybe not, but your friend is lying down in it.
Yes, he's dead.
Oh, pardon. Then we will make a reduction. We always make a reduction for dead persons.
How kind, how kind.
There are only remains, let me see now, 5,000 francs for the extra room.
What? But I'm not living in the extra room.
We are not charging you for living in the room.
Then what are you charging for?
We are charging for the room staying at this hotel.
Clad me, thrapper and frown to me, Zalibut. Get out of here, you fiend. We're Britishers, do you hear?
Yeah, just remember. What am I talking about? Remember what?
You French devil, drop a tray, blue bottle.